USA Radio News.
In a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russia. So just to repeat it, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. And the sentence should have been, and I thought it would be maybe a little bit unclear on the transcript or unclear on the actual video. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia.
President Trump at the White House saying he misspoke yesterday when at a press conference he had said that he didn't know why Russia would hack the election when he meant to say wouldn't hack the election. Final look at your numbers on Wall Street today. All three major stock indicators were up, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average being up 55 points to close the day at 25,119. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
A top Republican leader is among those critical of President Trump's summit with the Russian leader. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan says it's clear Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election.
Russia is a menacing government that does not share our interests and it does not share our values. And I think that should be made very, very clear.
And as for Russia's leader,
Vladimir Putin does not share our interests.
However, as President Trump continues to face broad bipartisan criticism after seeming to side with Putin over U.S. intelligence agencies, Ryan says he doesn't agree with some assertions that Trump's comments were treasonous.
Four former Delta employees have filed a lawsuit against the airline claiming they were fired from the company for speaking Korean. The four women were desk and gate agents for the airline at the Seattle-Tacoma Airport, which has a daily flight to South Korea. The women said they were speaking Korean to help the non-English speaking passengers feel more comfortable at the airport. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As school is right around the corner for many folks, we have to wonder what can we do to help our child to best succeed, whether that's their first year in high school or their first year in middle school. Well, David Allen is author of a new book titled Getting Things Done for Teens, Take Control of Your Life in a Distracting World. David has that one thing to help kids succeed in life.
See, checklists are what kids need like crazy. What do I need before I go off to soccer? What do I need to do before I go off to camp? What do I need to do before I do X, Y, and Z? I mean, come on, kids have been trained and could be trained to do this right away. It just don't lose the opportunity to have them start to build a system. Next time they go to camp, you know, what are the things they want to take? I've got 75 things on my travel checklist, you know, and I forgot all of them once.
I also had a chance to ask David about stress and the stress that we face as a kid. Is it something that more we just hear about more, or is there actually more stress on kids these days?
I think both. I think there's both more stress and it's also more public and more obvious, you know, that's going on given all the, you know, publicity and all the stuff that's going on. But come on, you know, there was a bulletin board in our laundromat and, you know, I would thumb through the yellow pages in my phone book, you know, to distract myself from time to time. And I would waste 2 hours at night on the phone with my girlfriend when I was 15. And whether she liked me or not, or whether anybody in school liked me or not, those were always issues. But now you get a not like on your Facebook from three people. Oh, my God, your life has just turned upside down.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.